Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around can't be put on desire. Small school, big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bomar Shaw, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL talent, and they bring you them to you today here on the C2P platform. Nobody does it better, at least we like to think so, in terms of bringing you big school and small school prospects. And today we have a fantastic one for you from Louisiana Tech. It's their big-framed receiver, Malik Stanley. He's going to stop by and join us, and we have a Bulldogs flair all day today. We had their fullback on, Bobby Holly. We had their DB on, Aaron Robertson. And then tomorrow we're going to have a Legarius Sneed on their safety. So a big, big, big dose of Louisiana Tech football. And as promised, the big man himself, Malik Stanley. Malik, welcome to the program. I've been telling the audience that we've had an L.A. Tech kind of day. We had Bobby Holly on and Aaron Robertson and you. Tomorrow
yes,
we have Sneed. What was it like to having this brotherhood with these men?
Man, it was indescribable. I ain't gonna stop. I was only there for a year, and they took me in, and I felt like I've been there for 4 years. They made me feel like one of them.
And that has to be a bond that, you know, you're going to treasure always. Now, I mean, let's just start off with the thing to me that kind of stands out. I mean, you arrive at LA Tech, you start doing your thing, and then, 10-19-2019 versus Southern Mississippi, you put on a real display. 8 catches, 212 yards, and a touchdown. I mean, those are big boy numbers, big boy performance, the way you were able to handle yourself in that game. What was it like putting that kind of performance in at that level?
It was exciting, man. I mean, all glory to God. I mean, I train real hard. I practice real hard. I prepare myself for moments like that. And I wasn't expecting it, but, you know, I was the next man. We had a guy that wasn't going to be playing that much that day, so I had to show up and show out.
You did. Hey, man, you definitely showed up. Showed up to 8 catches, 212, and a touchdown. So Malik Stanley definitely put his stamp on that performance. And, the guys on the program earlier, and you were part of this. What was it like going out with that big win over Miami?
It felt good. It felt good to put Louisiana Tech back on the map for real. After them two losses during the year, I felt like we needed that big Power 5 win.
Even though
we didn't show as much as we could have on offense, I'm just happy that we got the dub.
Yeah, definitely, man. 14-0 win, 10-3 season. I mean, we're waiting big season. For you, I mean, let's kind of get into the nooks and crannies of why we're talking today. I mean, obviously, you have the tremendous skill set, the big frame. I mean, back in the Pop Warner Pee Wee days, if you played, I mean, were you that guy that was special when the football was in your hands way, way back then?
Yeah, the crazy thing is I didn't play receiver until I got to high school. I always was a running back. And at Pop Warner, I was a running back, and I was probably the best running back in the city.
Oh, let me ask you this. So were you that good where sometimes maybe parents were thinking, hey, you know what, this kid can't be this age, he got to be older, and they wanted to check the birth certificate? Did you ever get that?
Yeah, but I was always the youngest kid on the team, though.
it was probably even more insulting maybe to the kids that you were making look foolish. You're the youngest one on the field and you're doing the most brilliant things. So kind of let's take us through. So you're playing running back, you are that kid on a Saturday where you're on the unstoppable force. So kind of take us through high school and how you kind of ended up playing wide receiver.
I guess my journey was weird. My sixth grade year, we don't have football in school, so we are still, like, just doing our own thing. And then seventh grade year, I transferred to a suburb school, and I wasn't really as involved as much. I was playing running back still, but I wasn't as involved in the offense. I wasn't as good as I was. And then eighth grade came along, I was playing running back still. I was starting to get it together again. I was starting to show out again. And then when I got to high school, my freshman year, I was still pretty short, so I was still playing running back, and I was playing DB, and I thought I was going to be a DB. And then I hit a growth spurt my sophomore season, and that's when I transferred to wide receiver. And at my school, you don't really play much on at varsity unless you're a junior or a senior. So after my sophomore season, I had a pretty good year. My junior year, I got to play a little bit behind some good guys, Colton Kennedy. And they taught me the ropes, and I started to feel into my body, and now they've got me to this point.
Definitely, definitely. A little bit of time at South Alabama, and then you arrive at LA Tech. What was the transition like going from South Alabama to, you know, a bigger program like Louisiana Tech? That had to be a real, you know, accomplishment that, you know, people recognized you and they wanted you.
Yeah, I mean, I was proud to play for South Alabama for the time that I did. They gave me a great opportunity for even letting me redshirt and transfer out of there. And I thank Coach Campbell for that. But being involved in a bigger program like Louisiana Tech, you know, you got to bring it every day. So that was my mindset from the day I stepped on campus.
And you definitely did it. And Coach Holtz, I mean, great eye for talent. He had to have, you know, welcome with you with open arms as much as he could get around you in terms of, because you got that big frame. And like you said, you kind of talked about how you kind of grew into that in high school. Once again, Malik Stanley, the standout receiver from Louisiana Tech, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. Remember, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, CollegeThePro.com, all opportunities to download and listen to this program at your leisure. And if you've listened to it again, you could do that as well. I'm excited to ask you a couple of these questions, Malik, just because you do size, you just have that intriguing size and skill set. If these scouts are watching you, they're breaking down the tape, you're in that film room with them, what do you think they're going to love about you? What are those hallmark receiver abilities where they're going to say, man, Malik, we got to take a deeper look, and we got to bring you on the 53-man roster?
My physicality, I would say my route running, and my contested catches. I can catch the ball pretty much when a DB is all over me.
Nice. And with that big frame, you're in the huddle. I mean, what play do you love getting kind of called your way, or what's your favorite route to run?
I like crossing people's faces, so I'm going to say like a post or a quick post.
Okay. All right. I can see that. And I like that. And this one, we just asked to benefit you guys, because we know personnel men do listen. We do pass this off to the folks we know at the next level. What may they not know about you yet, Malik, that's a big bonus? Could be film study, weight room warrior, team captain, maybe the offense that you ran systematically, maybe you couldn't showcase other skills. I mean, what do these guys need to know about that's a big plus that they should find out today?
I feel like I'm a guy that can – I'm an every down guy. I feel like I can give you a big play from – our own 10-yard line, or I can give you a big play if I'm in the red zone. I think that I think my game will translate well to the next level. I don't plan on being somebody that gets into the league and is just okay with being in the NFL. I want to be somebody that gets into the NFL and makes a name for himself.
Nice. Dude, I love that response. I've had so many players on the show that have. You just kind of reference that, you know what? I mean, you could take the ball 90 yards, or if you're already inside the 10, you know what? You could be that guy too. I've never heard that reference, but I love it just because it's so fresh. I love that response. Fantastic. Do you get comparisons? I mean, mom, dad, family, friends are watching Monday Night Football, and I mean, you get to say, "Hey, Malik, we just watched the game, and we see this guy do his thing." Kind of reminds us of what you do.
Yeah, I've gotten comparisons to the more recent people would be like a Michael Thomas or a Brandon Marshall, Michael Crabtree, and Anquan Boldin, those type people. I'm not as fast as Brandon Marshall yet, but hopefully we can get that going.
Nice. In terms of getting that going, do you have to stay at school and finish school out? Or are you going to go off anywhere and train for pro day and all these things? Or kind of what's the plan for the next few months?
Yeah, I'm in Houston right now. I'm working out with KB over at Athletes Connection. He's getting me right for sure.
Nice.
I'm not in school
Definitely.
Anymore.
How long you been down there?
I've been down there. This is my first week down here, so I've been down here since Saturday night.
Okay. I'm going to call you back, or I'm going to text you in about maybe 2 weeks, a little longer, and ask if you're looking in the mirror a little bit more, seeing the results. Is that fair?
Yes, sir.
Have you been peaking yet? Are you starting to see any difference yet already? Because sometimes you can.
The main difference for me, I think for my game to get to the next level for me, I think it's the speed, the second burst after trying to run away from somebody. So I can already tell my hips are getting looser. My running form is getting more technical. I think I'm going to be coming along real good.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Malik Stanley kind of describing what he has to do to get himself in peak performance for pro days, private workouts, all the things that come with being a 2020 NFL draft prospect. Has it hit you yet that you're in the moment and this is all kind of coming to fruition? I mean, there is so many guys that would just clamor and just have the opportunity that you earned yourself. But, I mean, is it a dream come true at this point, just kind of being and doing all this stuff?
I haven't fulfilled my dream at all yet.
Nice.
Not even close. I haven't even touched the ice.
Yeah. So it's kind of like you're just kind of brushing your teeth, getting ready to go to bed, right? You haven't even gone into dreamland, right?
Right. We just getting started.
Definitely, man. Hey, we're almost out of time, but we appreciate you coming on. We were excited to get you on because we think highly of you. But we always like to ask a couple off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
All right. Now, we had Bobby Holly on earlier, and I asked him any teammates to give him a chuckle, make him laugh. He referenced you because he said you were from Kansas, and he said not a lot of guys from Kansas come down to Louisiana. He said, but they always got a kick out of your accent. Is that fair to say?
Out of my accent?
Yeah, he said you had a Kansas accent. He said this is something that he always, the guys always enjoyed, I guess.
Man, yeah, they always make fun of the way I say things. I don't know. I don't get it, though. I don't know. I don't see it, but they think I say stuff funny, but it is what it is.
Yeah, well, I'm now they're going to listen in. I'm actually going to side on your end, Malik. I don't think there's a bigger accent from Louisiana. So I'm like, right? I mean, you probably picked up on their accent. Is that fair enough?
I wouldn't say that. I think my vibe is different than a lot of people. You wouldn't think I'm from Kansas if you first met me. I mean, a lot of people just think I'm a real cool guy. They always think I'm just vibing.
Nice. All right. And how about this one? Nicknames, anybody, yourself, in that Louisiana Tech locker room, who had the goofiest nickname and how'd they get it?
Who had the goofiest nickname? Man, that's a tough one, man. I'm going to say Amik Robertson. Big,
yeah?
Little fish. He just really loved Meek Mill, and when he get in that zone on the field, when he started to have a good game, that's when he become Big Fish. You know what I mean?
That's a good one. Malik, you really gave us a good one. I appreciate it. The final one,
yes,
I do think this is a question you gentlemen enjoy answering the most. Malik, you're going to take out any female celebrity that you want out for a quick bite to eat. Who are you going to invite to dinner?
Oh, man. Celebrity. Hey, no offense to Deshaun Watson, but his girl, Jillianis. Jilly. That's who I would take out. Jilly.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
You know, so just with you saying that, I hope you go to the Texans. That would just be a great, great thing to inside joke for us. That would just be something fun to know. Hey, man, keep working hard. I can't wait to find out where you land. I think the bigger and best days are ahead of you. And like you said, you haven't even approached that dream, and I hope you make a reality. We like to say stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate the call.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Malik Stanley, the fantastic receiver from Louisiana, kind enough to join us here on the CGP. And this kid is a big body frame, doing his thing. And like I said, I think kids are going to be very pleased with him when they really start to break this kid down and find out the technique that he brings. As always, we appreciate you listening to the CGP.